Joy Tactics.
Are we doing it? Yeah. Fuck, shit, piss, bitch, damn.
Why are you saying that?
Well, why don't you look at the episode title?
Crap.
Curses.
Oh,
that like was a clues? That was a literal interpretation of a curse word. But I assume we're going to be talking about the right. more of the spiritual, mm-hmm. spiritual curses. Fantasy curses.
Curse crap, on my shoot, knob.
Dang, snap, crud.
Snap, crackle, pop. Crap. Suck it, flip it, hit it.
Oh,
smoke
oh,
it.
Crap.
I send you to a land beyond. That's a curse, too. That's a witch style curse.
Damn.
Yeah.
Send you to a land beyond. But Nate, do it.
All right, you can have a discount. Yeah. Fucking shit. Wait, Nate.
What's your name? At the Starbucks, and I do that.
That's fucking. Let's.
Yeah,
that's
scary. What did you say?
And you gotta ramp it up too, get louder as you do it, huh? You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, you raise the volume.
Wow. When you stopped, it like rang out.
Yeah, the acoustics. I have this apartment fully set up to kind of maximize curses in that way.
It's the opposite of like a foam, like a sound absorbing wall. It's like reflecting technology, exactly. From this department of sound.
And so whenever you do that, Nate, I'm picturing a Babylonian king that was mummified and brought back to life, frozen in ice,
right.
On an expedition, and then brought back to, and then found on an expedition and brought back to Los Angeles to a mall. And right. You're at Auntie Anne's, and you're ordering a pretzel, bro.
Dude, that just made me think of a pretty awesome ad campaign for Fruit by the Foots.
Tell us, man.
Getting some mummy character that's getting mummified with Fruit by the Foot instead of ancient paper.
And he can't stop eating the Fruit by the Foot. And so he's, and then the mummifiers come back and say, come on, dude.
Come on, let us wrap you up.
He says, it's too delicious.
Oh, yeah, but he speaks like a mummy.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Raw.
Raw?
I don't know, man.
Raw.
I'm not good at
raw
ancient language.
Sucking on it.
Raw.
Yeah.
Have you been sucked on, raw dog?
Raw dog sucked on? No, I only have the condom on when I'm getting sucked. I don't trust nobody.
Wish I didn't say that.
All right. All right. What update? What life updates do we have? Who can we talk shit on right now?
P. Diddy.
Bro.
That's the easiest guy in the world. That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, P. Diddy?
P. Diddy.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Seed Oil. Mr.
God
Oil.
Damn. His shit is getting aired out in the court.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's
curse
discuss.
Him. We curse P.
Oh, should we curse Diddy. P. Diddy right now?
Yeah, do it, Ned. Curse P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. I'm Diddy.
So you can get out of jail, but you gotta deal with the consequences of what this guy's gonna
right,
do to you.
Right.
You're getting off, you think you're getting off easy, but trust
but
me.
Wait till Mummy Nate comes.
Oh, hella birds are about to be shitting on your head. You're gonna be just slipping on, your shoes are gonna have bugs in them.
If you went outside the courthouse in New York with an amulet,
what with is a purple an amulet?
A necklace.
Bro,
a necklace?
An amulet is a fat necklace with a pendant on the bottom.
And held it out, just got right in his face.
Let me get an amulet, please, because I'm so fat. You know, I'm so averse to accessories and jewelry and stuff. But if I found myself an amulet,
right?
What would you want your amulet to be endowed with? What power?
Some sort of water power. The water amulet.
You want a water amulet?
That's good.
I'll take a speed amulet. Speed.
It's like smoking speed.
The crack amulet. Can that be something in the medieval world we're building out?
Definitely. If we wrote something where the three of us find three magical amulets,
Wow.
But it's kind of like the plot of Girl. Like, it's like similar to the plot of Girl.
Or custodians sort of. In the archaeological archives.
Mm-hmm. You Oops. Know? We Oops. Just found three amulets.
Yeah.
Who was I just talking to about the crack colonizers?
The crack colonizers?
That sounds bad.
Like opium?
Like people, like, who the fuck was I talk about this with? Like the settlers of America show up and we think, you know, and they get to Plymouth Rock and the first thing they do is discover crack. But we don't like to talk about first, it.
Who discovered crack? The fucking CIA, I bet.
Well, that's discovered CIA, it?
Yeah, the FBI.
Oh, they did some gain of function smoking, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What is crack? What is crack?
It's just the smokable version of cocaine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
CD1FO2.
Is that the chemical
composition?
Yeah. Makeup?
Wow, man.
What else?
Wow. I would never smoke that shit. I'll just say it right now. I would never smoke crack.
Sabrina Carpenter comes up to you.
Let's do it, girl.
That's it. That's it.
I'll pull the baggie out right when I see you. Let's go.
Taking a crack shot off of someone's belly button, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Like I would shot, smoke but... crack with literally any celebrity. Okay. A to D list.
Julia, Louis, Dreyfus. Yep,
instantly.
Matthew. Jason, Alexander.
Yep.
Michael Richards.
All right, that's where you do. That's where I draw the line. That is where I draw the line. If I catch him doing, he's trying to do a comeback tour.
He
and
is?
I'm gonna be in the front row at fucking his LA show, screaming racist, racist. We didn't fucking forget.
Jeez, Snape. I agree with you,
cursing
but that's
really shutting that fucking shit down.
As a comedian, I think someone actually has talked about that. How they felt bad for him. Who has that? Someone talks about how
probably Jerry Seinfeld.
No, someone has a bit where they're like, it's fucked up, but then as a comedian, I'm kind of like, damn, he's really bombing right now.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that's a different level of bomb.
Nate, do you remember when you used to come over to my house in Chicago and pretend, make up like a Hebrew, like bar mitzvah singing?
Yeah, but it was respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would sing it.
It was great.
And I did a pretty good job, didn't I?
Yeah, that's Hebrew cursing, essentially. Praying.
Really? Praying can be a curse.
Hebronics.
Yep. Let's move on.
All right.
Hebronics.
What are the top, like, who is somebody? So a curse probably is coming from some sort of wizard type, right?
It can come from anyone that's well versed in the occult. Be a witch, a wizard, a potion.
The occult is woman. It encompasses too many things.
The occult? Yeah. It's a whole different world, really.
Mm-hmm. It's just spirituality, right? But it's also like astrology and like mixing potions.
The occult is basically what you would call dark sided, if you don't know that.
Right.
Cold is not like nice spirituality.
Could you see me get into some really dark sided shit?
Yes. I think you're this close to seeing a shaman.
I thought about a shaman. Let me meet one shaman.
Shamanic?
Bam Margera has a shaman right now that changed his whole fucking life.
God.
The shaman so does this. Noel Fielding.
Keaton is that. Who's that?
Oh, right. He has one on set, doesn't he?
All right. Well, tell me later then.
All right.
If you were a list celebrity, which will happen very soon, what is your posse like? Because we experienced sort of a posse at the dive show that we did.
Right. Oh, from one of the opening bands.
Yeah, they had like a whole crew of people with them. And I was like, damn, we don't even have there's literally no one in our posse.
Nobody.
Like, we need people following us around.
My girlfriend didn't even come to this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We don't gotten...
Where's the posse at?
The posse is right. You wonder why I'm glued to my phone. I have an internet posse.
We should have followers. Posse auditions. You know, and it does function as like sort of like
your P-word posse.
You're like a posse member, but you are also like it's kind of like a glorified intern. Like you have to like laugh at everything we say, and like you're on
money.
The payroll. You're gonna be getting coffee, doing laundry,
right,
giving us massages. Right. Like it's
everywhere. by the way. It's not just like, oh, you're hosting a comedy show, yada, yada. It's also if you're on someone else's comedy show, like, oh, fuck, should we book one of the Joy Tactics guys? We could book them, but the green room's going to smell like shit. You know, it should be like, if we're going to be anywhere.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.